Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur. Are you ready for your gray matter massage?
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Paul Revere's lantern lighter here, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. America given over to the control of a lying spirit. Paul Harvey used to call them bumper snickers. Here is one that was spotted by one of my esteemed researchers who dutifully ran it down on the internet for me. It presents a picture of a lion on one side and Obama on the other. The first caption reads, "An African lion," with an arrow pointing to the, well, the lion. The next caption reads, "A lying African," with an arrow pointing to Obama. Oh, my. Okay, quit with the birther thing, right? Man, give it a rest. Oh, yes, Mr. Obama, sir. Of course, Mr. Obama, sir. Right away, Mr. Obama, sir. Sorry I brought it up, Mr. Obama, sir. Not. I told you I'd not let this thing go, and I won't let it go, because it is foolish to let yourself be tricked by these snakes into looking the other way. When the man holding the office of president is showing his blatant contempt of the Constitution, holding the office of president in violation of the Constitution, I don't care if he's red, yellow, purple, green, black, brown, chartreuse. I could not care less about the color of his skin, or anyone else's skin for that matter. What has that to do with anything? There is an open question here related to his qualification to hold the office, and he refuses to offer satisfactory proof of his status. If he is a natural-born citizen, and he has the proof that he says he has, well, then he owes it to the American people who gave him his office to show his qualification to hold it. But, of course, your typical noodle-spined Republican candidate today, like Ken Buck, wants to be left alone on this subject, you know. He decides to insult Tea Party birthers instead of sympathize with their frustration over the blatant disregard of our Constitution. Don't you see that this issue is at the root of Obama's general contempt for this country and for our Constitution, his contempt for the rule of law, and especially immigration laws? You know, the laws that have to do with whether or not you are a citizen and how you go about becoming one. You don't see the connection here? Liberals are either so dull they cannot connect the dots, or, frankly, I believe it's the case, they just simply don't want to. You know, unless it's a question about the status of John McCain's natural-born citizenship, you know, who happened to have been born to American parents on a military base in the Panama Canal. Well, then it was something liberals were interested in looking into, you know. Obama shows contempt for our representative form of government, strong-arming the Congress and Senate with mafia boss-like tactics to pass a bill into law that he knows full well the majority of Americans do not want. He protects new Black Panthers from prosecution for their blatant intimidation of voters during the 08 election. He pretends to be officially against the release of the Lockerbie bomber. But recently we find out he secretly, behind the scenes, supported the release of that monster who is directly responsible for the murder of, I think it was 270 civilians in all, including those who died in Lockerbie from the fallout of the plane. You know, non-combatants, by the way, and released. Not a transfer from one prison to another prison. Oh, no. Obama's administration, quote, secretly advised Scottish ministers it would be far preferable to free the Lockerbie bomber than jail him in Libya, end quote. This proves Obama was lying in a recent statement when he said, quote, all Americans were surprised and disappointed and angry, end quote, by the release, because now we know that he knew about this in advance and did nothing to stop it. But perhaps he was being truthful after all. You know, he did say all Americans were surprised. Well, you know, there's a question there, isn't there? Well, anyway, it is a lie in any event, because we know that some of those who participated in this travesty of justice were Americans. And they did know in advance and were not surprised, and so that's as old news. The man is a pathological liar. And Ken Buck, running for a Colorado Senate seat, can't take any more questions from Tea Party patriots on the issue of Obama's birth certificate. What does that tell me about Ken Buck? Ah, that he's a typical politburo. Well, no, that's not fair. That's a German term used by the Communist Party in the USSR for a loyal party man, a committee chairman, and so on. So what do I need here? Well, it tells me he's a typical crawfishing American politician that likes to sidestep issues rather than face them honestly and directly. Something that is becoming more and more characteristic of many in the GOP, huh? Happily, there are exceptions. Blakesley and Watson here in California are honest straight shooters, and that is refreshing, so all is not lost yet. Anyway, that lying Kenyan is destroying the representative Republican form of government that our founders gave us. Remember, after the Constitutional Convention, when Franklin was asked what sort of government the founders gave the American people, Franklin said, quote, "a republic if you can keep it," end quote. Obama's actions serve to break down the idea of the rule of law. He is leading the communist coup. It would not surprise me if he has an October surprise in store for America. You know, a red October surprise. Which would explain why he and his comrades are so arrogant and smug in their open defiance of the people. I mean, these are the people who spend most of their lives checking wind vanes, right? Licking their fingers every 5 minutes to see which way the wind is blowing. These are the people who traditionally live by the poll numbers. Well, those poll numbers are stacking up against them. The wind vane is pointing right. They keep pushing hard, and I mean hard, to the left. Perhaps they know something we don't. Perhaps some emergency will be contrived. We've already been told that, you know, sometimes crises are helpful to advance policies that would otherwise be rejected. And we all know about the apparatus that has already been put in place, allowing the president to become a virtual dictator overnight, suspending all of our rights in an emergency. I would not be surprised if they don't already have the Declaration of Emergency written out, all ready for Obama's left-handed signature. Wake up. Man, we better pay attention here. This guy's a liar. He told us that Obamacare would not result in taxpayer money being used to fund abortions. In fact, he staged this whole photo op thing with him signing an executive order barring the use of federal funds to finance abortions. However, quote, "but now the Obama administration is giving $160 million to Pennsylvania to set up a new high-risk insurance pool that will cover every abortion that is legal in the Keystone State," end quote. On top of this, he authorized the release of $23 million to Kenya, his home country, used to promote the legalization of abortion in his home country of Kenya, funding Planned Parenthood's influence and actually helping to draft the Constitution for that country. It is outrageous. Man, he's on that abortion thing again? Yeah, well, I kind of think somebody maybe ought to speak up for the babies being murdered in the wombs of their mothers. It's clear the GOP isn't going to do it. I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of every one of you that is right now pushing this idea that we have to surrender on the abortion issue and turn our backs on those babies in the womb simply because the party has spoken. One word for you: nuts. I am ashamed of you. I mean you. We're saying we'll need to be quiet about Meg Whitman's pro-abortion policy and her intention to fund abortions with our tax dollars. One word: nuts. Some of you are old enough to get that. Meg Whitman, you are co-opting the party of Reagan in California, and I am sure that he would be ashamed of you. He never abandoned the pro-life plank in the Republican platform. You're tearing up the Reagan platform. The curse of the innocent blood be upon you and all who support this monstrous idea that we can use the babies in the wombs of mothers as political bargain chips to gamble life for political power. You have chosen death, and I say you will not prosper this state no matter how conservative you are fiscally, because this is one nation under God, and the name of our God is not Mammon. You ask me to choose between a fiscal conservative and the innocent life of the baby in the womb. I choose the baby, and I'll trust the rest to God. You say, well, if you refuse to vote Meg, you'll get Brown, and then you'll have both evils. Aha! Well, here's my answer to you. That's your fault. You did this, not me. You're the one who made this choice impossible for real conservatives. I will not give you my conscience to spoil and pollute and pervert. You can't have it. I stand with the babies in the womb. Here I stand, bless God. You've pushed me to the limit of my tolerance of your foolish politicking game playing. I'm done with you. You say a vote against Meg is a vote for Brown? And I say, you're not going to trick me with that lie, you rotten snake, slithering about in the belly that you serve, sliding your forked tongue into the minds of simpletons that you can buffalo and bully and say, well, that's your choice, take it or leave it. I leave it. I remind you, snake, you contrived the choice. You voted in Brown. If he wins, don't you dare try to lay that blame on me. You did it. You did it by putting a candidate up against Brown that no Christian with a conscience can vote for. Someone suggested it's too bad we don't have an opportunity to vote negatively. In other words, it's too bad we don't have an option there, none of the above. You know, so that if none of the above wins, none of the scoundrels get into office and we have to start all over again until you rascals put someone up there that the we the people can actually support. That was a good idea, Debbie Kaufman. Thank you for it. Obama is a liar. Everyone knows he's a liar. His own supporters admit he's a liar. He told us over and again that his health care plan would not force people out of their own chosen health care plan, right? Remember that? He said, quote, if you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period. No one will take it away, no matter what, end quote. What a liar. But you have to remember, you know, Obama thinks he's God. So there's this little ditty we used to sing in Sunday school about a lesson we learned from the story of Jonah. God won't make you go against your will, but he'll sure make you willing to go. So Obama won't take your health care plan from you. He'll just create a situation that will make you willing to let it go. According to study after study, quote, end quote, millions of Americans, quote, stand to lose their current health insurance as Obamacare, let's call it death care, is fully implemented. And to add insult to injury, on July 14, under the cover of darkness, the Obama administration quietly issued a directive that will supposedly force your insurance company to start providing services at no cost, end quote. Did you hear that? The insurance companies are going to be forced to provide services at no cost. What? Meaning that they will be forced to raise insurance premiums on those who pay them in order to survive or they'll go bankrupt. Obama knows this, by the way. Oh, yeah. He said his policy will, quote, increase the cost of premiums, end quote. So you see what has happened here is that Obama has turned your insurance premium into a tax that you pay to support free medical services to others, whether you like it or not. And that amounts to taxation without representation. The man is destroying our representative republic. The bottom line is that premiums cannot keep up with this sort of nonsense. More and more people will be priced out of their own health care plan, which is the plan, by the way, and literally forced to drop their medical coverage and join a government health care plan. That is the scam they're playing on you. And of course, this is going to cause premiums to go up still higher as the pool shrinks until finally the insurance companies will be out of business. And that's the plan. And you will be rustled into the corral with the rest of the little doggies mooing plaintively while Obama milks you for all you've got. Then you'll be led out into the cow pens, herded like those cows packed together along the Santa Ana Freeway, P.U., reduced to nothing more than meat for the masses. Oh, yeah, he's destroying our representative republic. He is replacing it with some third-rate bullying dictatorship that treats the people like they're his personal pets to care for or dispense with. Obama is a liar, and he is destroying our representative republic. These yahoos don't even read the bills they pass into laws on our backs. And I remember when Obama was asked whether he would encourage the House to read and deliberate over the language of those bills before they voted on them and put them up for the people to see. He equivocated, and essentially he said he's not going to interfere with their business. Oh, really? And then behind closed doors, oh, did he ever interfere with arm twisting there? He's a liar. House Minority Leader Representative John Boehner wants to pass a read the bill reform legislation bill. You know, a bill that says Congress must read the bills before they vote on them. Imagine that. The language requires any bill to be available on the internet for the people to read a minimum of 3 days before it can be voted on. Wasn't that something Obama promised he would do? Another broken promise from Obama, who during his candidacy promised these bills would be posted on the internet 72 hours before they were voted on. He is a liar. Anyway, Boehner's law would require the final version of the bill, you know, the one that's to be voted on, to be posted on the internet 3 days before it's voted on. Can you believe it has become necessary to introduce legislation in the House that would require these yahoos to actually read the bills before they vote on them? What these people did to us with this health care bill is absolutely unconscionable. It is criminal. I mean, every one of these snakes ought to be brought up on charges of dereliction of duty, fraud, contempt of their office, and for violating their oath to uphold the Constitution. For, what's that word? Malfeasance. I call on every one of these characters who pushed this law through to resign from their office. I call on Almighty God to bear witness of their wicked sin of presumption, their arrogant disregard of the people and abuse of their power, their wanton disregard even for common decency in conducting any kind of business. I dare say if anyone conducted business the way these people have been doing the business of the government, they would be arrested, arraigned, and convicted of multiple felony counts. Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert. Hear the prophet Isaiah. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And then he brings judgment. I'll be right back.
Love him or hate him, the Brain Masseur is going to make you think. The Thought Provocateur is available on the web. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. Pastor Scheidbach is charging the gates of hell. Don't leave him hanging. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com to make a donation or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Be advised. For Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Can't put a price tag on the truth, but there is a price tag to broadcast it. You can help. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. We are in the hands of liars. Liars who are contriving to destroy our representative Republican form of government and change us into a socialist dictatorship. We looked at specific lies Obama has used to begin this transformation of America he's called for into the image of the beast. See last show to get some insight onto that. But here's another very troubling example. You know that both houses recently passed the financial reform bill. And it's another multiple thousand page bill that few, if anyone, read before it was passed. Already, this procedure has become commonplace. It's a new SOP for these guys. Who authored the bill? Well, Chris Dodd and Barney Frank, of course. Yeah. The two most responsible for the destruction of the housing market in America by pushing their Communist Party policies on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Did you know that Bush called on these thieves to address the problems that we saw coming in Fannie and Freddie? He called for them to do something about it 17 different times. Count them, 17 times. Those who were overseeing Freddie and Fannie were asked 17 times to do something about this. Look, we saw this coming. Bush tried to get those responsible for it to do something about it, and they repeatedly told us, everything's fine with Freddie and Fannie. Oh, really? Well, now we know better, don't we? These two loyal deconstructionists who served the cause so well in what they did with Freddie and Fannie have been rewarded for their service in sabotaging the American economy by putting them in charge of writing the Financial Reform Act. What a joke! It's another multi-thousand page bill. Here it is. Yeah, 2,300 pages. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Blah, 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 blah. You know, when a white politician is going on and on and on and on and on, you know, he's trying to show his superiority, you know, over the people. I know what these guys are about. So anyway, you have to read through 2,257 pages before you finally come to page 2,258. Duh. Anyway, that's where finally the bill addresses the Freddie and Fannie fiasco. And guess what? Now they hem and haw about some of the things that went wrong and take sort of some responsibility for it, you know. And responsibility for, collapsing our financial system. And then they have the gall to say that someone ought to do something about it. Yeah, really? Their bill doesn't address the issue. It just sort of admits it's there. So what were the 2,300 pages for? Well, it sets up, now get this, it sets up 10 new governing bodies, which are charged with writing new rules. I want you to think about this. Here you have the legislature passing a bill, which becomes a law, and the bill doesn't actually define any specific rules or laws particularly. Rather, what it does, it creates 10 bureaucracies who are given the power to make rules and to make laws. Excuse me. Slow down. I thought the Congress was the only body empowered to make laws that fall on our backs. Now we have the Congress passing the buck to some bureaucrat, answerable only to them, by the way, who will make laws that govern us? No way! The power to make laws belongs to our representatives, and there's a reason for that. Friend, we better not let them create a layer of lawmakers not directly answerable to us who, if we do get angry and vote the bums out, those bureaucrats continue on indefinitely. It creates a legislative body that we can't get to. They are destroying our representative republic form of government. We are becoming a country ruled by bureaucrats, governed like puppets by corrupt lawyers who get voted out, but then the real rule makers just continue on with the program. Liars, deceivers, scoundrels. What will it take to wake you up? All right, I've got to move in the direction of a conclusion for the show today. I spoke to the Sharad last week. Now, look how the mainstream media is spinning this thing. Sharad, the victim. Breitbart, the attacker. Lies. So, Sharad is going to sue. All right? If she does, then all sorts of depositions are going to be taken from a whole lot of people. And frankly, what's going to happen is her racism is going to be put on display before all of America. She will become the poster child of racism. Her husband will, at least, for sure. Did you hear his little talk? You know, where he was saying, quote, finally, we must stop the white man and the Uncle Toms from stealing our elections, end quote. Oh, really? He was arguing for race to be the sole criteria for voting, the controlling criteria. He said, vote black. Racist, pure and simple. Now, he has a right to do that, by the way. I mean, I'm not contesting that. I'm just pointing out how racist these people are who are constantly hitting us with the accusation of racism. And remember, while I did point out that the context of the Sharad speech was one in which she was explaining her own personal growth experience from an understanding that the white versus black thing was the dominant deal to an understanding that the haves versus the have-nots transcends the white versus black thing. And if you remember, I played an excerpt of her saying, quote, it's not about white, hesitates there. Well, it is about white and black. But, and then she goes on, you see, so if she wants to go to court and have all this really opened up and looked at, she clearly stated that it is about white and black, but that she's beginning to learn. And now here's where it's more serious. Everybody's missing this. I don't understand why everybody is missing this. The problem with Sharad's statement is not that she obviously struggles with racism and that she probably ought to enroll in one of those racist sensitivity courses. Because even when trying to encourage her fellow racists at the NAACP to get the bigger picture, it choked in her throat and she could not bring herself to say what I believe no doubt she was assigned to say, which is, get the message out. Hey, it's not about white versus black. It's about the haves versus the have-nots. But she couldn't quite say that. But listen, what Breitbart exposed is far more insidious than common ordinary racism, which we all know is out there, mostly on that side. What he uncovered and what the progressives hope to use this event to disseminate throughout our culture is this message to all blacks and any other minority race. Listen, here's the message. It's not about white versus black. It's about the haves versus the have-nots. You see, it's a rallying call to the Marxist flag. It's an effort on the part of the Marxists to lift their banner above the racist banner that's been played so long and redirect the energy generated by race hatred to serve the greater cause of Marxism. All right, I gotta wrap it up. We are under the control of liars. A lying spirit has fallen over the land. A lying spirit has taken hold of the hearts of most folks in the land, it seems. More and more people, more than ever before, are willing to purposely lie to further their agenda without conscience. to depend on deceit to advance their cause. Truth, indeed, has fallen into the street, just as the prophet Isaiah said. I fear for my country. There is a God in heaven, and he rules in the kingdom of men. You see, once there was this wicked ruler over Israel named Ahab, who had provoked the Almighty by his lying wickedness. God decided it was time to take him out. Oh, yeah. Now, listen up. God called for someone, he was talking to his angels there, to go and convince Ahab to go into battle because God had determined to kill him there. A lying spirit approached the throne and said that he would convince Ahab to go into battle. And God said, yeah, you sure will. And because God so despised Ahab, God turned that wicked man over to the control of a lying spirit. Nevertheless, through one of God's prophets, God went ahead and warned Ahab of what was going to happen. Yet, under the delusion of that lying spirit, Ahab thought he was going to be a clever guy. And he was going to avoid being killed by removing his royal insignia and going into battle incognito. In fact, he convinced his rather dull friend Jehoshaphat, forgive me, Jehoshaphat, but give me a break. He convinced Jehoshaphat to go into battle wearing his royal insignia so that Jehoshaphat would be the target and not Ahab. And the dolt went along with this. Anyway, in the course and confusion of the battle, an archer took an arrow and at a venture, the Bible says, meaning without aiming it at any particular target, he shot the arrow into the air and it went like a guided missile straight for Ahab and pierced his armor in the only place where such an arrow could have wounded him. Amazing. And of course, the foul man died of his wound. You're messing with God. You're going to pay. There is a remnant here. His standard is being raised against this flood of the enemy. So I call all God-fearing American patriots to rally to the flag of truth, justice, and the good old American way, huh? Break off your sins with righteousness, and don't for one moment imagine you're going to save America with the blood of innocent babies all over your hands. I've lit the lights in the church belfry arch that signal the enemy is on the march. Call in and let me know you see the lights are on. I'm paying for the call. Our 888 number is toll-free from anywhere in the country. Give me a call at 1-888-770-8000. And that, by the way, goes to podcasters as well. If you're in the country, give me a call from outside the country. It'd be great, but that's a little more complicated. And we're not equipped to pay for that call, sorry. But from within the continental United States, call 1-888-770-8000. And here's the drill. You say, lights on, if you see the lights at the church belfry arch are lit. Say, lights on, and the idea there is that you agree with me. If you disagree with me, it's easy to register your thumbs down vote. You can just say, lights off, and slam the phone down, but be careful. It has happened that people have gotten so angry, when they slam the phone down, they actually break their equipment. So, you know, control yourself. Anyway, I gotta go. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If after 5 minutes or less of Pastor Scheidbach's brain massage, sounds like these begin involuntarily emanating from your throat, you are a lights off listener suffering liberal colic syndrome. On the other hand, if this sound rises in your heart at the sound of Pastor Scheidbach's voice, you are a lights on listener reveling in the light of truth, justice, and the American way. Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. For a complete brain massage experience, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com.